And I'll begin with the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi having announced the end of Daesh's so-called caliphate after the liberation of the al-Nuri Mosque in the city of Mosul. Al-Abadi said in a statement that this victory marks the end of, quote, the state of falsehood. He noted that Iraqi forces will continue hunting down the terrorists. Al-Nuri Mosque was captured by Iraqi forces on Thursday. Terrorists blew the mosque up just a few weeks ago as the army was starting a push in its direction and retaking the iconic mosque. Hands a symbolic victory to Iraqi forces because Daesh declared its so-called caliphate there after taking the city back in 2014. And according to the Iraqi military, battle for Mosul will end in the coming days as the remaining terrorists are now bottled up in just a few neighborhoods. The army launched this offensive to retake Mosul last October. And joining us out of Ohio is Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today. Hello, Mr. Duff. Thanks for joining us back on the program, sir. Now, your thoughts, please, on how messy and painstaking this process was to try to cleanse Daesh from the city of Mosul and the challenges that now lie ahead for Baghdad.
One of the biggest issues has been the assistance of the United States, and not always a positive one. The United States has worked to divide the forces in Iraq consistently, playing Sunni against Shia, playing Kurd against an Erbil against Baghdad, certainly bringing the Turks in and out of the battle as it is. The U.S. has played a divisive game, and this final battle, which the U.S. is going to take credit for, is really a victory for the Iraqi people. It's going to be certainly a redress of Iraq's position as far as the believed upcoming division of Kurdistan. The U.S. is seeking a very strong role there, and I think that's all going to change. No one expected that Iraq would be able to do this as independently as they have with this degree of success. I think this is an absolutely memorable day for the people of Iraq. It's certainly the greatest real victory that this nation has had in many, many years. And we're certainly ecstatic for what they've accomplished.
And Mr. Duff, I mean, right now, what do you think Baghdad has to ensure that Daesh does not retake another Iraqi city while at the same time trying to do it on its own and retain its sovereignty in the process?
Well, what we've been watching in the interim, we've watched Saudi agents across Anbar province working with their Sunni allies. They've been reestablishing versions of ISIS in cities across Iraq. And you're absolutely correct about this. And I believe that there have been preparations made to deal with this mischief. And the passive role or active role that the CIA has played in this. We've seen this happening in Ramadi. We've seen this happening in Tikrit. Over the past few months, these groups have, as you pointed out, have shown up. And we're seeing this recognized and we're seeing it dealt with. And I think their schemes are going to come for naught.
Very well. Thank you for your contribution and joining us once again. Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, joining us out of beautiful Ohio.